I'll edit it out too. Mm-hmm. Hey, how you doing? I'm Jesse Russell.
I'm Mason Pomeroy.
And this is the first podcast. We're doing it in the video form and audio form. We had an interesting experience last night. We got this app. It's called Monkey.
Yeah.
And basically, you just FaceTime random people.
10 seconds at a time, or you can add time.
Yeah, but like, we just wanted to talk about it because it was so addicting. We were literally on it for like 4 or 5 hours. Like, shit. What?
Like, just like the amount of like dopamine that was like probably released.
Like, we thought it was
kept us hooked on a thing.
Like, we thought it was, like, I was literally saying, this is the best thing that ever happened to me. Because it was, like, so funny. I mean, it was funny, like, we were enjoying it, but, like.
But it can. It was just completely consumed us.
It's, like, it was so distracting. Because.
Literally, we didn't even make dinner. It was just 5 hours when I got here. We downloaded it. It was just 5 hours of just, like,
straight.
Like. Just going on and on and
like,
on.
Like, literally, he got at my house at, like, 6, and we got the app, and we were just on it until, like, what? Like 1 o'clock. Yeah,
bro.
1 in the morning.
It was bad.
But, like, I don't know. It's crazy. Like, we didn't even cook dinner. Like, we were going to cook dinner.
Yeah, we were going to cook dinner. But, like, we were going to work on podcasts.
We were going to, like, work on ideas, but, like, we were just so into this app. We were just like, fuck it. I don't even care. Let's just, like, skip dinner. We'll just have, like, a granola bar or something.
Like, near the end of the night, we started getting, like, mindful of it. We were like, shit.
Well, yeah.
We just spent all this time on here.
Well, yeah. I was like, no, listen to this. So, I was going to the bathroom, and I was kind of off of it. I didn't have my phone.
Like,
and I was kind of just, like, chilling. I'm like, holy shit, it's already, like, 1 in the morning. And I was like, wait a minute. I didn't even take a shower.
Yeah.
Like I literally didn't even shower because of this. That's how, like, fucking, that's how consuming, like, this shit is and, like, how addicting it is. And, like,
it's just, like, social media, like, you can't get deep into it or else, like,
it's a huge distraction. And, like, I was in the shower and I was thinking, I'm like, dude, I wasted my whole Saturday night. Like, that's what I enjoy because I work all week.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just wasted whole that 5 hour window is, like, the best time because it's, like, Saturday night.
Yeah. You get a lot of shit done, too.
Like, you can do a lot of shit in that time, but no, we just sat and literally talked to random people for 5 hours. It was crazy.
I gotta say, it's worth it, though, because everything has to happen before it can't happen. And, like, I like to give this example. Like, say my mom is addicted to drinking Pepsi and eating Nilla wafers and also ice. I'm telling her, Mom, if you went completely extreme on these things, like, you ate, like, nonstop, you would get completely sick of it, and it wouldn't happen. Like, everything has to happen, like, to an extreme.
For it not to happen.
For it not to happen. So,
in other words, like, learning from your mistakes, basically.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what we did is, like, we got completely consumed by the social media. And now it's probably never going to happen again.
I deleted the app.
Yeah, me too.
I'm not even going to, like, I was just, like, I was in the shower, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, I just wasted 5 hours of, like, I didn't even eat dinner. I didn't take a shower. Like, it was disgusting. I sat in my room. Like, it was just horrible. And, like, what, all for what? Just to, I mean, it was funny in the moment, but, like,
but now you get so,
you get so, you get so caught up in the moment with these, like, social media apps. It's, like,
short-term.
Yeah, it's all short-term, too, like.
Like, you should be focusing on stuff that's going to make you happy and feel good long-term instead of, like, looking for ways out. Like, that app, like, you could go on there easily and, like, pick up a bunch of girls. Or if you're a girl, you could pick up a bunch of guys and, like, talk to them and think you're, like, a player or
something.
But
the thing
is, you're never
going
to even see them.
Like, that's the thing is, like, it's, you're talking to random people from around the world, like, mostly in the United States, but, like, they're from, like, different states. Like, you're in, what are you just going to, you're not going to, like, actually meet them in real life.
Yeah, you're not going
to,
like
after you end that call, you're never, ever talking to them, never seeing them. You're going to have nothing to do with them ever.
So it's just all short-term, just, like, making you happy short-term.
Like, I thought it was just so funny because, like, I was so caught up in the moment and it was just the funniest thing, but it was so distracting. I didn't even think about anything else. Like, you know it's horrible. Like, you know it's bad. Like, you're so distracted when you don't make dinner. You don't even fucking shower, like, dude. And you sit in your room for five hours.
All your goals for the
morning. You are, dude. Your tunnel vision towards something that's, like, not even real, basically.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit. I don't know.
Same thing with YouTube.
YouTube is a little better because it's not like.
Yeah, you can watch like good stuff, like informational stuff. Yeah, but like if you're on it, just like for entertainment, like
24/7. Like when you just like are sitting in your bed, just like not doing anything, just watching random ass videos. Like I don't know, it's just don't let social media consume you. You just like you have to control it because like. That's a lot of the reason why these kids nowadays are so soft. Like, I'm just going to be honest. Like, yeah, the kids nowadays are so soft.
My little brother, he spends 100% of his free time inside on a device playing a video game or on YouTube. And, like, what he does is he'll sit there and he'll watch YouTube and he'll, like, be smiling and having fun and everything. And then the second that he gets off of it, he's, like, all fidgety and, like, weird. Like,
he can't.
And, like, he blinks a lot. Like, he's ruining his eyes. It's just, it's all short-term.
He's not even 8 years old.
Because, like, short-term things are going to hurt you.
Yeah.
But make you feel good.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just crazy how social media is nowadays. And, like, all these kids are just, like, they don't go outside.
Yeah.
Like.
You need.
They live in a simulation, basically.
Yeah. I mean,
they're just living in another person's world.
Mm-hmm.
Or another person's life. Or they're just trying to act like someone they're not, and just trying, and a lot of things is like they post on social media, but they're nothing like that in real life.
They're nothing
like it.
Mm-hmm.
They're so weird. Like, there's not one, like, for example, there's not one like cool girl out there like that I found.
Yeah, ever.
There's not one. They're all just fucking weird. They don't know how to talk. They don't know how to socialize.
No offense to girls, but, like, they'll, like, act like they're all hot, like, on social media.
Yeah, they're fake.
Models, like, they'll be posting all these things on Instagram, and, like, this is just an example that I heard from someone else. They were like, yeah, I met this model in real life, and she was really awkward, didn't know how to talk, anything. And I was like, damn, I thought you were confident.
Yeah.
And, like, another thing, like, humans, like, back to the outside thing. They were meant to spend 96% of their day outside. And the only thing that was supposed to happen inside was, like, sleeping. That's about it. Sleeping and eating.
Sleeping, eating, man. That's all you need to be inside for. Because, like, you need to, like, if you, like, date back to before technology was everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there was nothing to do inside. Like,
yeah.
Inside seemed like the most boring place to be.
Yeah, now we got all the opposite.
Now it's like outside is the most boring place.
We got video games, we got television, we got
everything now.
YouTube.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the whole society is just getting consumed by this, and
yeah, like even TV. Like some people, like even especially older people.
Yeah,
they'll get caught up in the news. Like news is early morning. And in the first, like, hour or two of your morning, that's gonna, like, be the rest of your day. So if you're watching the news...
Yeah, whatever your mindset is in the morning, like,
yeah,
it's the rest of your day.
And, like, if you're watching the news and you hear, like, some kid got shot or, like...
Like, they never...
Something negative happens.
Yeah, they
like,
never show...
That's how your rest of your day's gonna be.
They literally never show anything positive on the news ever. That's why I don't watch the news. But, like, if you do watch the news, pay attention. Literally, like, make a mental note of how many times... Or, like, have, like, a little board of, like, what's negative and how many things are positive.
Yeah.
Like, the negative will outweigh the positive. Just like, it's bad.
And once you start realizing that, you're just going to start, like, whenever you see it whenever you, like, see somebody watching it, you're just going to sit there and you're going to, like, mentally laugh at it. Like, wow, I can't believe this person is just, like,
because
accepting
they're so,
this. Like,
they're so caught up. They're just distracted with everything.
Like, people think that it's good to watch the news because, like,
keeping up with what the world is going. But the only thing you're keeping up with.
In the world.
The only thing you're keeping up with is, like, all the shootings and all the.
The most extreme
all the bad,
negativity.
And it's all, all negativity. It's all worst case scenario. Like,
like.
They only show bad.
For example, like, my parents, they used to watch the news a lot. I don't think they watch it anymore because I don't even wake up early. But, like, they think that just because I'm, like, riding my bike, say, to here, like, I'm going to get ran over because they saw some kid get ran over.
Yeah, and it's, like they just... That's why a lot of parents are so overprotective nowadays because they see all these things going on in the world and it's like...
Yeah, they see these, like, articles, like, keep your kids safe.
Yeah, like a kid getting kidnapped or a kid getting shot or some shit. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude... Like, people are just so brainwashed nowadays. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's like everybody. Really. Well, that was pretty. What are we at? We're at 10-minute mark. So, I mean, shit. We probably should wrap this one up, but
yeah, probably.
If we're gonna make a multiple podcast today, so stay tuned for a lot of podcasts in the future. Yeah, we've got a lot to talk about. So,
yeah, thank you. The journal right there.
Yeah, we got the journal right here. For those of you listening, you can't really see it, but we got a lot of ideas to talk about. But yeah, thank you guys for watching. Have a great day.
Peace.